The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have no recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as to not make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. I have become all things to all, to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Do you not know that the runners in the stadium all run in the race, but only one wins the prize? Run so as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way, and they do it to win a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Thus, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and I train it, for fear that having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. The word of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest, in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, continually they praise you. Blessed the man whose strength you are, their hearts are set upon the pilgrimage. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. For a sun and a shield is the Lord of God, grace and glory he bestows. The Lord himself, the Lord withholds no good things from those who walk in sincerity. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples, Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eyes, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we hear a very famous gospel, of course, today about the splinter in someone else's eye and the beam in our own. And too often people think, "Oh, I removed the beam from my eye." No, you didn't. I've heard your confession. It's not gone. We all have beams in our eyes. Every one of us. If you think you're perfect, you're filled with pride. Are you kidding me? There you go. The worst of all sins. You'll be in hell forever. None of us have removed the plank in our eye. And so, if that's true, and I promise you it is, everyone that's watching, everybody that's here, I promise you we have planks in our eyes. Me too. But why do we constantly go around and pick on the other people with the splinter? This homily, you could say, I'm picking on the splinter of other people's eyes. Now I'm picking on the blanks of all of our eyes. If we're searching for Jesus and we're searching for our own being holy, we just don't have the time to be going around looking at how everybody else is following God or not following God. We just don't have the time. But if we're not focusing on Jesus and not focusing on our own sinfulness, then of course we're going to look at everybody else's sinfulness and everybody else not focusing, so we don't have to deal with ourselves. Holiness is not an option. You and I are called to be saints, period. So you look at Jesus, you look at your own sinfulness, and you forget about worrying about what other people are or are not doing. That's the call. Will we listen to God? Or will we continue to do what we always do? Shut up, Father, I really don't care. Let's do what God commands us. Nature know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us pray. We pray as always.